presenter is Mac Biggers, who's going to talk about IRA for about 15 minutes, and then he's going to also talk about the Braille No Touch. Do you want to come up to the podium?
Yeah, I can do that. That would be great. Oh, yeah. I don't know if I need the mic, but we'll...
Yeah, use the mic.
Oh, is there recording. Doing me too? Okay.
People are recording. I'm recording it.
All right. All right. How is everybody?
Good.
All right. So Jeannie says I'm going to talk about IRA, but I'm not really going to talk about ERA, as our wonderful iPhones say. So I'm actually going to take a moment of privilege here. So if anybody is interested in trying out the thing, IRA... we are a hot spot today, and also next door, Joe, for the other restaurants.
Well, when morning comes, I'll find out.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. Well, we are here at the hotel because my wonderful wife drove me here, and I pulled into the parking lot, and my phone went, "Hey, you're in IRA hotspot." Just so you guys know what IRA is basically having a personal assistant in your pocket. There's many things that you can do and access it. You can access it on your iPhone or on your Android phone. It is as simple as going to the Google App Store or the Google Play Store or the iOS App Store, downloading the application, and if you want, you can sign up as a guest, which allows you to use the IRA for free in guest hotspots like our convention hotel is today. Here in New Jersey, AT&T stores, Wegmans, there's a few other places that the application will tell you about. So what it does is, it's a personal assistant, as I told you earlier, they can do many things. Today I'm just going to demo it from my phone because I was told I wasn't going to do IRA, so I didn't bring my glasses. But usually IRA, what they do is when you sign up nowadays, you will get a pair of glasses and a Android phone that has Klo on it, and what it does is it enables you to either use the iPhone to call a IRA agent, which they are open 24/7 a day, hours 24/7, so you're able to contact them to get information such as being able to read a piece of paper. You can get navigation. They'll walk with you around the block. They'll look up bus schedules for you. They can really do anything that you ask of them. So what we're going to do is we're going to do a little demonstration. So I'm actually going to open my application up here. Open air. I'm going to turn up the phone. So I'm doing what Janie told me not to do.
You know.
All right. So it's really simple once you get into the application. You come to the call screen. There's a few different features here. I have it enabled where I can do text messaging. What allows you to do is there's two different buttons on this screen. There's a button that says I can call with my phone, or there's a button that I can call with my phone using messaging, is how I have it set up currently. What it allows you to do is either you can call with using the phone and just only speak to the agent, or you can utilize the feature of calling with your phone and messaging, which allows you to send a text message to the agent. And when you call in that way, it lets the agent know that you might be in a meeting, such as a meeting like this, where you're not going to be talking, but you're going to text them and let them know what information you might want to know, where they can either talk to you in your ear on your Bluetooth headset, or they can text you back. So we're going to go ahead and just call agent. We're not going to do text messaging. Or there's also an option where you can select that you want to use your glasses instead of the phone. So, all right. We're going to see who we get. Hopefully it's somebody cute. Oh, sorry, honey. Don't tell my wife I said that.
Come on.
She already heard it.
Try not from the record. All right. So my phone just said we got Megan on the phone.
Hi, this is Megan. I'm
going to
help you.
Hi, Megan. How are you?
I'm fine. Well, how are you today?
I'm doing good. Can everybody hear Megan?
Yeah.
No.
All right. I'm going to put Megan up to the mic when I talk to her. So Megan, we're here with the New Jersey National Federation of the Blind doing a demonstration of IRA. So if you want to say hello.
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 All right, great. So Megan, could you tell us a little bit about what you do and maybe if you've been anywhere exciting today, because IRA is really exciting. They have started going all over the globe. They used to be just here in the U.S., and I will actually let Megan tell you a little bit about herself.
Okay. Hi, I'm Megan. I'm an IRA agent. And basically what we do is any type of visual task that you need assistance. So we're like remote visual assistance. So you have the IRA app. You can call in using either the reverse camera on your phone that's coming out of the rear-facing camera or the glasses that we'll send to you if you sign up. And then we can see your glasses or that camera in the live stream and help you with anything you need. So that can be anything from the mundane, like just going through your mail, reading those mail, getting rid of the junk mail, sorting things, filing, household tasks, helping with touchscreen devices that are inaccessible, helping you just find the right place to put your finger to get the washing machine started, or dishwasher, or any of those new, unfortunately inaccessible touchscreen devices, to the larger scale, like traveling, navigating airports, navigating larger hotels. And we have the ability not just to see the information, visual information around you, but we can also pull up maps. Since we're at home, mostly working remotely, we've got our computer here, so we can pull up a map for you of that airport you might be navigating to get you places more efficiently, things of that nature. In terms of the most exciting places, I don't know about today, but in the last week or so, I've helped someone navigate Epcot Center, also Universal Studios, several different major airports. Really, it's up to the explorer what they want to do with the service. We can do just about anything that we can see as long as it's legal.
All right, great. Well, Megan, does anybody have any questions for Megan, you know?
Ruffalo. One question. Megan, I was at the National Convention last year in Orlando, and Mike Henson also showed another device. So a person, there are some people out there with flip phones, unbelievable or not. It's a device that he's bringing here that you don't need to have an iPhone. You don't need to have Android. It's another device he's going to show us when he gets here. He's stuck at the airport, but he'll be here.
Okay.
Can you talk about that a little bit?
Okay. So if you do sign up for our service, we have our own version now, our own device, which is called the Horizon. It's the Horizon Glass and phone, which is what I would imagine that you're talking about.
Yeah.
So it does not use your own personal phone. We actually send you a controller device, which is a smartphone, but it's not touchscreen enabled. It only uses the button. You don't have to be tech savvy to use it at all. It's
right up Joe's alley.
So that plugs directly into our Horizon glasses. So all you have to do, you don't have to keep anything else. It's just going to be the phone that comes with it and the glasses. All you have to do is charge the phone, and you can call in by just pressing the home button on the phone. You just double press it, which is a physical button on the bottom center of the screen. You double tap that, it calls in for you, and then you can see either, again, through that rear-facing camera, or if you prefer to use the glasses, you just plug them into the phone, and you can plug or unplug them on a call if you would need to switch back to your camera or something like that. But then whatever your phone is that you use is totally separate. So if you have a flip phone or whatever, that's fine. This smartphone will do everything you need it to do for IRA.
That's pretty cool.
All right, any other questions? And I'm sure there's some of you new in the audience. So, you know, we are a blindness convention, so I don't see hands. So the whole classroom thing about raising your hand is kind of out the window. So if you just announce your name, I'll announce your name back so we know who's going to talk.
Johanna Bacot.
Johanna?
You say this is going global. Yeah. So let's say I'm in Italy, for example. And I could call them, I mean, will they be able to read Italian or translate it for me? Like if there's a menu or something? Or
That's a great question. So Megan, the question was, if somebody were to go to Italy or some other country and use IRA, would you be able to maybe translate like a menu if they went somewhere that authentic and stuff like that?
It depends. So we do have several agents that speak different languages. We have quite a few different languages that are spoken. If that agent was available at the time, they could help you with it. If not, the agent that you got would probably try to use a service like Google Translate or whatever resource we could find to try to help you with that. So we would do the best that we could. And again, it's that visual information. We could read what it says, but it might not make sense to either of us.
This is Joe Bacon, Johanna's son.
Go ahead, Joe.
Is there any difference between using the phone, the Horizon phone, and your own personal device? What are the pros and cons?
So the pros and cons, I would say when you're using your own device, like right now I'm using my iPhone, it is a separate application. You have to basically navigate by yourself, where with the Horizon phone that I also have, I just didn't bring it to with me today. None of it's touchscreen. It's all ran through Clo and the little home button that they have. So there's different presses that you can do on that button, which will automatically just do things for you. Mm-hmm. Or you can use Clo and say call agent. And things like that. And it's just a really lot more simplistic than actually using it on your own device. So with Horizon, as of yet, and Megan, you can correct me if I'm wrong, with Horizon, the messaging feature is not available. Is that correct, Megan?
I believe that's correct.
All right, cool. Now, Megan, I do have a question. Like, do you have people that call in that use this messaging feature a lot? And if you do, kind of, what kind of things do they maybe have you do, or where have people used it?
Sure. I would say most often where we get use, at least me personally, from the messaging feature is students in classrooms, especially college students who don't want to be talking whenever their professor is talking, but they need us to read a handout that the professor has given them, or they want us to describe the video screen or the slideshow or whatever is going on behind the professor. They'll just text us and say, hey, I can't talk right now, but just describe me or read this paper to me. And that way we know right when they call in exactly what they need and that they're not going to be able to answer direct, questions. We'll just, we can still talk to them, but that they might just message us back instead of talking to us so that they're not disrupting their classroom. That's a big one. It's also used by people in conferences, meetings, things like that, where they just don't necessarily want to talk. I've also had someone use it just really early in the morning. I think he just didn't want to wake his wife up because they were in the same room, and he wanted some help with matching clothes or something, but he just didn't want to wake her up. So he just said, message me. I'm not going to talk, but just help me find some clothes. So anything like that where you just kind of are in an environment where you don't want to be disturbing other people, maybe a movie theater where you want a description or something like that, classroom, anything of that nature.
And you're able to text them back, correct, Megan?
Yes.
So, for example, you could, with the deaf-blind individuals, you could perhaps do translation of what the speaker is saying or something by typing to them, and they could read it on their phone or via Braille display, correct?
Message to them, and if they have a Braille display, they're able to just read it that way.
Great. All right, we had a question on the left up here.
Liz Morgan?
What's going on, Liz? I think there was somebody actually right before you, Liz.
Yeah, Les Cameron.
Yeah, Les, what's going on?
I'd like to ask you, what would it cost me to get this using your equipment? Do you rent it? Do you sell it outright? Or how do you...
All right. So the question was, how do you get the service? How much does it cost? How does the equipment work? So there's some of us people that have had IRA for a while that are still using our smartphones. You are able to upgrade to the Horizon system. And there is no charge for your equipment. The only charge is it's a subscription-based service. So it's kind of like Netflix. Not more expensive than Netflix. And what that subscription includes is it includes your Horizon. So if you were to sign up today, we'll take today for example. If you were to sign up today, you would obviously, if you use my code, which I can send to anybody, and you get a free month and I get a free month. So, you know, just like that in there. So, I'll look me up later at my table. So what happens is if you were to sign up today, you would actually get your first month of service for free if you sign up with my code. And then when you start the second month, depending on the price plan you pick, which we'll go over those in just a second, the subscription price that you pick, it will, all of them include your Horizon hardware, the insurance, the hardware is the phone, Horizon phone, and the glasses and the charger and the cord that runs the glasses from the phone, and whatever allotted minute plan you have chosen. And Megan, so I don't goof things up, is there a way you could tell us what the plan prices are and stuff?
Absolutely. So, as he mentioned, basically you're paying for the plan monthly. So if you sign up for the plan, we're going to send you the hardware. You don't pay anything additional for the hardware. You also get, you know, your hardware, you get the data, so you're not paying for data off of your cell phone. If you're getting the Horizon, it's the hotspot itself. So that's where the data is coming from and not, you know, your cell phone or your Wi-Fi. We also give you the insurance. You get a training session. The first time you call in, we'll set up an individual profile and training session, and then 24/7 access to the aid. The basic plan is 100 minutes a month, and that starts at $89. If you wanted 200 minutes, that would be our plus plan, and that's $129. The pro is 400 minutes, and that's $199. And then if you just wanted to go unlimited, you can call 24/7 as often as you want, keep us on as long as you want. That's $329 a month.
And then are they still doing the NFB plan, do you know, Jeff?
There's a couple of NFB things going on.
Yeah, well, I know I'm on the NFP, but I don't know.
Okay. If so the pro was more than unlimited?
National Convention.
Oh, okay. No. Okay.
I have a question about a phone. I got a Sprint flip phone. I'm still out of date. Can I use that, or do I have to get something different?
So with the flip phone, like we said, you can get the Horizon phone that they would send you. So I'm being kicked by Janie over here. So, yeah, we definitely will. I'll be showing it at the tables in the back when everybody's done talking. I want to just have Megan, if she could, real quickly, tell you about the different programs also that are available. I know right now, since it is election season, you can use IRA services for free. To go and vote independently, or if you have a favorite candidate, you're able to use IRA to even campaign for that person. Megan, could you maybe tell about the different other programs you have?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the biggest ones are IRA access locations. So there are certain locations where you can go where your minutes are always free. An example is going to be AT&T. We partner with AT&T. So all of their locations, if you ever went into an AT&T location, your call would be free there. Also Wegmans, which is a grocery store chain, we also partner with them, so all of their locations are free. For example, at our conferences and things like that for NFB, a lot of those, the one you're in right now is an IRA access location, which means calls are free. Even if you're a guest user and you're not signed up for the plan, you just download the app on your phone and you could use it to get help navigating your hotel at this conference, for example, and that would be free for you. We also do a lot of airports and things like that that are IRA access locations, and so those are free phone calls. Even if you do have the service, it doesn't use your minutes, and if you don't have the service, you can use it for free as a guest. Other than that, we partner with Intuit for a small owner's promotion. So if you own a small business, they will pay for your phone calls for free as long as they're business related. So you just have to fill out kind of a form that tells them about your small business. And then when you call in, you just press a specific button for that promotion, let your agent know it's a business related phone call, and that will be free. IRA itself sponsors any job seeking. So if you are looking for a job, if you are putting together an outfit for a job, getting an Uber ride to a job, you are filling out a resume or looking up jobs online, all of that is completely free. So that's something that IRA sponsors. You just call in and say, hey, I'm looking for a job. I'm working on my resume. Can you help me? And we will do that for you absolutely free. That one is limited to our explorers. So you do have to be signed up for a plan for that one, but it doesn't use your minutes if you're doing job seeking activities. If you are demoing for someone, sorry, what was there a question?
Oh, keep going, you're good.
Okay.
I got you on the mic, so.
Okay, if you are demoing for someone, kind of like this, this is already a free phone call because you're in the Renaissance Woodbridge Hotel, which is an access location, but if it were not, it's because it is a demo to other potential explorers, those phone calls are free for up to 15 minutes.
Yay.
And then as you mentioned, for voting, so we'll do kind of shorter offers sometimes. This one's a more short-term promotion, but if you need any assistance with anything voting related, getting to the polls, reading the information at the polls, reading information you receive in the mail about voting, all of that is free as well. You just look at the beginning of the call, that's what it's about, and we will make that promotional for you.
Awesome. All right, well, everybody, let's give Megan a hand of applause. Thank you very much for your help, Megan. We're going to sign off and let you go, but happy exploring. All right, thank you.
We have time for two more questions.
Sherry Rollins has one.
All right, I had a question up here to my left.
Well, I just quickly with the job search and the resume. Do they actually do it for you, or they make you do it on your? Like, I mean, how does that work?
So, basically,
it takes a lot of time for someone that's in. I'm not visually
There's a few different options. So if you are filling it out online, let's say using JAWS or Zoom Text, and maybe you're having a hard time accessing that website or reading something on there, you can call IRA. And they can help you identify whatever's on the screen. Maybe a certain button isn't labeled, so they can help you find that next button or something like that. If it's a paper application, I'm sure if you scanned it to them, they could help you fill it out and send it back to you if you wanted. Think of them as kind of like a personal assistant, and you know that's why it's really what you want to pay is what you're going to get out of it. So. We have one more question.
Sherry?
Ryan?
I wanted to ask about the voting. Now, Megan has said that they would read the information in the voting booth, I guess it is?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, the question is you're supposed to be able to have private, independent voting. How is this working when they read the information and then you would go to make your choices? Someone else is being able to see what you're doing. So how is that working with IRA?
Well, honestly, I mean, that's your personal choice. If you choose to use IRA, you can use it. If you don't want to, we're going to have a great display tomorrow where we actually have an accessible voting machine here where you can do it independently. But sometimes, people like a little extra assistance. And, like I said, it's there if you want it. So. Yep. Yeah, you can just plug headphones in and.
Yep. Nobody hears it.
Anne-Marie with a comment.
We'll take your one comment, Anne-Marie, and then if you have any other questions, I'll be in the back of the room a little bit later, and I can send you my code so you can get a free month, and I can get a free month. Help me out. I don't want to pay for the next year.
I'll say that.
Okay. Go ahead, Anne-Marie.
So if you use something like Be My Eyes as an app, you're told. Don't do anything or don't share any confidential information. However, with IRA, the agents sign a non-disclosure agreement. So I needed help reading the three-digit security card code on the back of my new credit card, right? So I felt okay with asking them to do that. And I'm going to tell you, I'm bringing my phone to the polls on Tuesday because I'm the only one who uses that accessible machine. And for 3 years now, those poll workers go, huh? What could So I'm going to just expedite and have Plan B.
That's great.
You just tap on, it was in their newsletter last night. So you just open up the app and tap on special promotions. and then you get to use the phone in the polling booth. And bring an earbud. It'll be private.
Yep.
My husband talks really loud when he goes in with me, so it's not so private.
Exactly.
Like an article, but I'm coming telling you.
So for anybody that says, I can't get out and vote, I have trouble getting out, you know, there's promotions that have been going on through Uber. You can get to the polls for free through Uber or discounted through Lyft.
Uber and Lyft.
And then you can use IRA for free if you need help voting, or if you want, use the accessible voting machine by yourself. So, all right. I will let Janie talk for a minute because she's pushing me out of the way.
Let's hear it for Mac, it's right. Okay. There's going to be a lot of IRA at this convention. There's many other times Marty Watts is still in transit, but he'll be here later, hopefully for the hands-on table. But of course, you can ask anybody that uses IRA. They'll be happy to share their code in addition to Mac. Anyway, okay. So Mac, I'm going to keep it back to you, and you're going to talk now about Braille No Touch, and you now have 13 minutes.
Okay, hold on. I got to get a drink, sorry.
12 and a half.
Hey, I'm not sitting down for a meal. I'm just getting a drink here.
You only took 30 seconds.
All right, where you at, Janie?
Here, Tom.
All right. So, let me set up my brain a little touch here. Do you mind holding it, Janie?
I would not mind
it. Okay, because I don't know how loud my brain note's going to go.
Hold on. Let me just get my headphones. It's 2:15.
See, she's timing me. What
the fuck is this? I'm keeping it running, man. That's my job. It's a woman's job to keep it running. Right, Linda?
She acts like I don't talk.
Really?
Okay.
I know a little too well.
Oh, we don't want to go fast.
So you know what? I can put it right here. It's right there. Good?
Yeah.
Okay. A little bit easier for me to kick you that way.
No, she was up here like body slamming me a minute ago.
Tough trick, let me tell you.
It was. She was succeeding though, and she was determined.
It's like Manny Machado. That's what she was like.
Who?
Manny Machado.
Foxy. To the agenda time. Joe has trained us.
Rick's showing his age up here, you know. All right, so I have the Braille Note Touch here. All right, can everybody hear me? Because I'm trying to use the microphone so it does my Braille Note Touch instead of me. Okay, I'll put it actually over here by the speaker.
Is it okay? I'm going to hold it.
I'm going to put it right there. Nope, it's good. I'm just going to ink it. All right, let's see how this works.
Password edit box.
Beautiful.
All right, cool. Because I can talk really loud. I have no problem doing that. If you haven't noticed. All right, so I'm going to lock my Braille Note Touch here.
Password edit box. Password entry is required.
All right.
Password edit box.
You know, enter the special commission at for the blind password.
Pat Wi-Fi. Device unlocked.
All right, cool. And I am connected to my cell phone network, so we're going to hope it works in here. So what we're doing today with Braille Note Touch, I know I showed it off a little bit to you guys last year. Kind of just showed you some basic navigation. What has really happened is, you know, our schools, our colleges, you know, I take classes online. Everything is going Google-based. Everybody wants Google Drive. So what's really awesome is this device allows me to access all of that information. So I wanted to make sure, you know, we kind of share it and show you a different way of doing things with the Braille Note Touch. And the Google Drive. You can use Google Drive also on your iPhone, iOS, many different things. I like to use it on the Braille Note Touch. It's pretty cool. So we're just going to kind of get into this and go from there. So, and again, I'll be in the back of the room so you can talk to me and ask questions later and get my code for a ride.
So.
I'm going to go to the...
What time? Quickly, take 5 seconds right to tell what Google Drive is.
Okay, so who knows what Dropbox is? All right. So what Google Drive is it's Google's version of a cloud-based service. So it's like using iCloud, Dropbox, Pogo Plug, OneDrive. There's a numerous ones of them, but we're going to talk about Google today. So what it allows you to do is it allows you to basically have infinite storage in the sky where you can share files, pictures, audio clips between different people. Or for me, I don't particularly share between people, but it helps me stay organized and I'm able to have access on multiple devices, the information that I need, paperwork, things like that. And for school, you know, if I do my school papers, I can upload them on there and save them. And if I need, I can share them to my teachers, or they're able to actually share stuff to me, and then I'm able to download them from the internet onto whatever device I would like.
What are you studying?
I'm getting my bachelor's in organizational leadership.
Oh, that's cool.
So, you know, I want to be a leader.
Leader.
There you go. So, all right, so we're going to dive into it. So, when you get on the Braille Note Touch, you're on the main menu here. The Braille Note Touch, what it will allow you to do, is basically almost kind of what you do on your iPhone. It is an Android-based system. It's basically, essentially, an Android tablet inside. Make sure you give me a two-minute tab. Or push, you know.
I didn't do anything.
No, I'm just saying, make sure you do.
All right. I'm staying nice and quiet.
You know me. I like to talk.
I know. I got your number.
All right. You know, I'm competing with Joe here, you know. We're going for the long speech.
We've got 7 minutes.
Okay, good. So, I'm going to go quickly to Drive.
Bottom. All applications.
I'm going to go into my all applications, which essentially takes me to my Android side of my device.
Main menu, all apps. Braille terminal.
All right, so what's nice about this device is I can use it just as a Braille display, so I can hook up to my iPhone, my computer, any device I want that has Bluetooth capabilities and use it as a hard Braille display, or I can hook it up via USB. With this device, you're able to maneuver by first letter navigation, so Google Drive. Drive starts with a D, so we're going to enter a D.
Docs. Downloads. Drive.
Drive. All right. So we're going to hit enter on this. Now, I'm navigating this right now with the physical Braille keyboard. But why it is called the Braille Note Touch, as many of us know, but some of us might not, instead of using the physical clinky keyboard, you can actually physically type on the Android screen. You can calibrate your fingers and then tap directly the Braille on the screen pretty seamlessly. I mean, it's a little tricky to get used to at first. Actually, I'm a lot faster at Brailling on the screen than I am with the buttons, surprisingly. But, you know, we'll have it hands-on later for you guys to try and play with. So, we're going to enter on Google Drive here. What if it likes me?
Drive.
There we go.
Refreshing. Unable to refresh.
Well,
check your network connection, then swipe down to retry. Using account, rickbiggers@yahoo.com. More actions for how to get started with Drive button. Files.
Alright, so we have files on here.
Name, ascending.
So, it comes in a list view, is how this works. So, we can slowly just navigate down through them.
Bottom.
And...
files.
I don't know why. I don't know why it's not calling up my file.
More actions for how to get started with
what was that?
There's flash going on and people.
Fire alarms going on.
Yeah, fire alarms going on.
Not again.
Stop.
I don't hear it. I don't hear it.
I didn't hear anything.
Yeah, I didn't.
Oh, yeah, it's fucking.
That was awesome.
Okay, so are we good to go?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You know, I had to run out here screaming. Darn. I was hoping for the excitement, you know. I would thought I would scare everybody away. Okay.
Files. Name. Ascending.
Apparently you didn't like mine.
Bottom.
And it's
top. Open navigation drawer button.
Okay.
Navigation drawer.
So, I'm in my navigation drawer.
Rickbiggers@yahoo.com.
So, what I'm able to do here, and I'm going to show you, is we can share documents and how easy it is. So, on the Braille Note Touch, I'm able to hit one button.
Showing what items. Sort direction.
Okay. Okay.
Drive. Signed into me. Show accounts button. Drive.
So you can have multiple accounts hooked up to here. So I just hit it, so it was hooked up to my personal account. So you're able to hit one button.
Showing create.
So I'm able to, right here from Google Drive, I'm able to create stuff. So I can create a Google Doc. I can create a Google Sheet. I can create a...
Google Slides.
Yeah, Slides. There you go. Slides. I was like, whatever that PowerPoint is. and then I'm able to also upload. For example... Google Drive and some of the other Google applications For us fully blind folks, it's not the best accessible.
No, it's not. It's horrible.
Yeah. So, for example, when I'm working with my kids and giving training, they'll create their documents maybe in Keyword, they'll open it in Microsoft Word, Pages, whatever your device you're using, and you're able to upload that straight here to Google Drive. Okay, go ahead.
Morgan.
What's up,
Morgan? You're doing all of this on your Braille Note Touch?
All of this is on the Braille Note Touch. And this is just like one little area of the Braille Note Touch. So there's different options of, how you can sort your files on here.
Select.
So you can select a file, so then you can actually move the files. You can move them from Google Drive to a different account on Google Drive. You can move them to a USB drive, anything that you have like that.
Select all. Details. Bottom.
Okay, and we're not actually in a file because, you know, I have some of my work stuff on here, so I would get in trouble if I opened it. So we're not going to do that. But actually what there is usually in that list, there's an option that lets you share. It will say add people. What's really great about Google Drive is you're able to share with people, and then you can actually edit their management rights. So if you share, so if I share something with Janie, I can tell, say, Janie can only look at this. If I share it with Janie and Joe, and I want Joe to fix it because, you know, he's the boss guy, and he can edit it, I can tell him that he can edit and view it. So Janie would get the same file Joe and I have, but she would only be able to view it where the editing rights would be available with Joe and I.
Come on, 777.
And then also, what's nice is, so let's say Joe makes those corrections on our Google Drive account. If he saves it back to our Google Drive, it updates that file for us. So then I'm able to have that updated information, the corrections that Joe makes, because I'm a horrible speller. So, you know, I'm sure Joe would have corrected it for me, hopefully. And then Janie would be able to see those changes. Why I mentioned this is, you know, one thing that a lot of schools are doing nowadays is they're wanting you to do projects where you collaborate. And what this means is they're wanting you to use Google Drive or Microsoft Word, where there's like four of us working on one paper at a time, and we're all typing at one time. But as a blind individual using a screen reader, you can't do that because my text might be in blue, Jamie's might be in green, and Bob's might be in red. And I can't see what's going on other than what I'm typing. So that's kind of where Google Drive kind of comes in handy. It's not exactly collaborating, but it does help you accomplish what you need. So so I don't get blocked out. Oh, I'm getting hugged instead of blocked. Yes. I will sign off, and we'll have Ira with my special code, and the Braille Note Touch in the back of the room a little bit later. Thanks, Janie.
You're welcome. Thank you.